And we're back. Yes, somehow still on the air for part two of the Scott and Val Save the Universe show. The only program brave enough to tackle cosmic chaos, armed with opinions, questionable logic, and absolutely no official clearance. If the universe is saved today, it'll be by accident. Strap in, lower your expectations. Let's carry on. It's time for RFN weather. Here with your national weather outlook is Alan Two Shoes Milani.
Alan Two Shoes Milani.
Yeah, the only radio show that brings you the thunder with Mr. Alan Milani. Good morning, Alan.
Good morning, Alan.
You had a rough week. A rough week last week, didn't you?
Did Nigel call you guys squiffies?
He did.
What is a squiffy?
I have no idea. I had to look it up to make sure it's kind of like a nerd. You know, I had to look it up to make sure, you know, he didn't give me something dirty.
All right, that it's fitting.
Yeah, if the shoe fits, Scott.
Well, Val, that means you're a squiffy, too.
I am a squiffy.
Nice. I've never heard that word.
So how did you escape from the ice rings of Saturn last week?
You know, it was tricky, but I got her done.
All right. Yeah. I liked Val's comment. She goes, well, we know exactly what that's like.
Yeah. All right. Unfortunately, it was a short trip, so that's good.
All right. What do you got for us today?
Well, I didn't go so national. I kept it kind of local. We're sticking with the inland today.
Okay.
So I've got grab your coffee and grab your emotional support hoodie and whatever Scott insists is basically still clean, and let's go for it.
It's pillow.
So Tuesday, we start with mostly cloudy skies across eastern Washington, north Idaho, and eastern Oregon. Expect scattered rain and snow showers early, changing mainly to rain by midday. Highs land in the mid-40s. Roads could be slick early in the higher elevations, so give yourself a few extra minutes, unlike Scott, who still thinks the snooze button is a valid morning routine.
Twice today.
Wednesday, keep the gray theme fully committed, more off and on rain and snow showers with valley rain and light mountain snow. Highs stay in the low to mid 40s. So yes, it's cold enough to complain, but not cold enough to cancel anything. Basically the weather equivalent of Val saying, we still doing this, aren't we?
Yes.
Thursday and Friday. Thursday turns wetter and steadier rain likely. Friday, pretty much copy-paste weather. Cloudy with periods of rain and highs in the mid-40s. If you wash your car this week, that's on you. The sky is clearly scheduled a recurring rinse cycle. Meanwhile, Scott's reportedly considering shorts, and we are monitoring this developing situation very closely.
Don't do it, Scott. Please don't do it.
Please don't. People will think it's wearing shorts. Borealis.
Oh, I have some on.
Southern lights.
That's what you're telling everybody. By the weekend, we improved slightly. Saturday, mostly cloudy with a chance of showers, high in the upper 40s. Sunday, similar, maybe a touch drier. A translation, not beautiful, not terrible. The official inland northwest relationship status. Val calls it fine. Scott calls it golf weather. And that's exactly why we can't have nice things.
Exactly why. That's what I told my mom all the time.
And as a bonus, we've got a little bit of weather on Mars. Quick trick next door to Mars, where the forecast remains cold and dusty through the weekend. Equatorial daytime highs may briefly reach around 70 degrees, but nighttime temperatures plunge well below freezing. So if Scott was planning a Mars getaway, tell him to pack layers. It actually looks like he already has.
What?
That's all I've got for you today, guys.
Well, excellent job, Mr. Milani. Give him a big round of applause. And your next universal trip around the space, be much carefuler, okay?
I will get more fuel, sir.
All right, more fuel. You know, if it wasn't gas, it'd be okay.
Right.
All right. All right. Alan Milani and weather. Thank you so much, Alan. We'll catch you next
Thanks,
week.
Thanks, Alan.
Thanks, all guys.
Right. All right. We are so lucky these guys give up their own free time to come and help us with the show. It is totally amazing. And me and my sister, we got one more to look forward to today. We're just a few minutes away from Mr. Joel Wolczynski, and Joe's going to have entertainment news for us. But Val, let's pick up where we left off before we joined Ken. And we had some dumb product warnings, which I always find fun. First one on the list today is the scariest one. And it's when you're working on a car and you have to have it running, this is the thing that always petrifies me, the fan belt.
Yes, and this warning was actually on a fan belt. It said, before installing this fan belt, be sure you shut off the engine as it may cause irreversible injury.
Irreversible? Sure.
Is that to the car or to the installer?
Yeah. On a puzzle box, some assembly required.
Really?
Really.
This was in an information booklet. It said, do not use if you cannot see clearly to read the information in the information booklet.
What? On a bottle of shampoo for dogs, caution, the contents of this bottle should not be fed to fish. Where did they get the correlation?
On a hair dryer, do not use while sleeping.
I want to back up. Has anybody ever bathed a fish?
Remember, they have enough water already.
Yeah, they
so
absorb
a gallon
a day. So you
don't have to drink any.
All right, on a case, this is on a case of it's a gourmet chocolate CD case. So it looks like the CD, but it's all chocolate, right? Do not place this product into any electronic equipment.
On shin guards, shin pads, cannot protect any part of the body they do not cover.
You're going to need a bunch. On a Dremel rotary tool, this is scary. This product not intended to use as a dental drill.
You know, somebody had to have tried it at some point.
Did I just raise my hand? Yeah, I raised my hand.
<Woo. made>
All right. On a car with... What?
Oh, no, I thought I was up.
You are up.
Okay. On a car window sunshield, do not drive with sunshield in place. And Scott?
Yes?
Why do you do it?
Because...
It clearly says...
Because my car sunshield is the front of the Millennium Falcon, the window, and it's got Han and Chewbacca in the front seats of the car. So I just put eye holes where Han is.
Oh, perfect.
Perfect. Exactly.
That should work just fine.
Thank you. On a plastic toy helmet used as a container for popcorn. Caution, this is not a safety protective device. This next one that Val's going to do is probably the best.
On a wheelbarrow not intended for highway use.
You can't pull a wheelbarrow behind a car. Well, obviously I can.
Because right. I'm doing it right now.
Yes.
It's carrying my beer.
You will find this a very important sticker on a brand new Holmes bathroom heater. It says this product is not to be used in bathrooms.
And our last one today on a novelty rock garden set called Popcorn Rock. It says eating rocks may lead to broken teeth.
Oh.
Open wide.
Just a Dremel tool. Okay.
Eating rocks may also lead to constipation.
There's so many places I can go with that joke, but I'm going to do a quote instead. This one's from the late, great Stephen Hawking. Said nothing like that. He said, the greatest enemy of knowledge is not ignorance. It is the illusion of knowledge.
Oh,
the greatest enemy of knowledge, not ignorance. It's the illusion of knowledge. That's kind of cool.
Yeah. This quote comes from Dan Millman. He said, you don't have to control your thoughts. You just have to stop letting them control you.
Oh, that's exactly how I quit smoking. But it's an ongoing battle.
Oh, well, after, you know, 60 years, I can only imagine.
I didn't see.
Well, you didn't start at birth. Sorry. Let's go 45
years. What if I did? Well, I kind of did because Mom and Dad smoked. So I did start smoking at birth.
You did start smoking at birth.
Can you imagine me as a one little old baby?
Well, there's pictures of us at two with a beer bottle in our hands.
Well, that was normal in the Schlafman household.
She won't fall asleep.
No, no.
Give her a little beer.
In our household, they never even asked the kids if they wanted wine with dinner. They just gave it to us. But you know what? I think it had the opposite effect because neither one of us have a drinking problem.
That's right. Yeah. You know, a little manschevitz, it's just like grape juice with, you know, a little kick.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. That's all it is. That's what Dad told us. And he always gave you blackberry brandy when you were sick. I don't know if it worked, but you didn't care.
Yeah. No.
I just think he wanted us to fall asleep so he didn't have to deal with us.
Probably.
Probably. Maybe a little bit. All right. It is that time of day. Wow. The show is just flying by, Val. Are you prepared?
I think I am prepared. I mean, he set a really high bar for himself last week.
Yeah, he did. Let's see if he can do it again.
Ladies and gentlemen, the show that goes nowhere yet somehow everywhere is about to astound you again. Live from the tropical country of Belize, it's your RFN entertainment guy, Joe.
What?
Joe Walls.
Joe Walczynski.
No?
Walczynski.
Closer, Doc, then?
It's time for Ski by the Sea from Scott and Val. Save the universe.
Welcome once again, Mr. Joe Walczynski.
Hey, good morning there, Mark and Val. I apologize once again. I did not get the email. I didn't know we were supposed to wear shorts, so I better not be standing up here.
Okay.
I'm not wearing any pants.
Oh, he's using his puffer.
No, that's not the vodka one. Okay. Anyway, hey, how's everything going there on planet Earth?
Excellent, excellent.
Yes, excellent. Oh, what kind of straw do you have today? Last week it was a flamingo. Oh, pineapple.
Oh, okay. That's. I thought it was a back scratcher. whatever. Okay. Anyway, hey, so you guys pretty much know me, I think. We've done this show before, right? Yeah, anyway. You know, I'm not really into conspiracies. We all know that the planet Earth is a hexagon. Okay. But, you know, I was kind of, they call it stalking, but I was looking up some stuff on Sydney Sweeney. And I found some deep state stuff dating back to the 60s and 70s. Now, this stuff has influenced our generation of our thinking today. And that was done through Saturday morning cartoons.
How's that?
Ooh.
I don't know how they did it. I just, you know, I was a little kid. I just turned the channel on. So, okay. But I will tell you the influence that they had on us after I take a little sip here. Excuse me. All right. I'm going to have to get the rum one. Anyway, Scooby-Doo, where are you?
Yeah.
Okay, oh, love me some Scooby-Doo.
Teen detectives and their cowardly Great Dane unmask supernatural mysteries. Okay. We all know Shaggy was stoned, right? And
no
he
doubt.
may have even sniffed something off the toilet seat, but he was still effective.
Okay.
Today, this has influenced us to believe that people like that are still capable to run an agency.
So true.
Lancelot Link, Secret Chimp, a live-action puppet-style spy comedy starring trained chimpanzees and one orangutan working for a government agency. What this prepared us for is anything or anyone to run a government agency, regardless of how cute they look in a cap.
I knew all along it was chimps running the government.
The Flintstones is a Stone Age family sitcom blending modern suburban life with prehistoric gags. This has influenced and letting us know we'll be working for the man for the rest of our life. The Jetsons.
Who?
A futuristic family comedy featuring space-age gadgets and domestic hijinks. What this is training us to do is to trust sexy robots that live in our home, who will eventually kill us.
That's why I'm always nice to Alexa.
Oh, yes, 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 yes. Space Ghost.
Ooh.
Costume space hero battles galactic villains in serialized adventures. This makes us believe and know that there is evil everywhere. Oh, wait. Rocky and Bullwinkle. It's a satirical, spoof-heavy adventures of a moose and his squirrel friend. Hello, the Russians. Boris and Natasha.
Yes.
Okay, but we're accepting them because why? We fell in love with them during the show.
It's so true. And yes. You know what? They're Canadian, though, and there's a whole lot that could be said by someone in our government about Canada. So there's a conspiracy theory right there. Ken, it's a good panic time.
Just Canada, is that a country?
Yes.
It's a 51st state.
Oh, yeah, I heard about that. Okay, Underdog is a mild-mannered A mild-mannered shoe-shine dog becomes a cape superhero, saving the day. This fuels the fantasy that we can be the underdog, yet still succeed.
Well, it's a good thing.
Yeah,
right. That we believe that BS? Okay. All right. Working for the man every night and day. Okay. Wacky Races is a comical cross-country car race featuring eccentric team and slapstick sabotage. Well, this has basically prepared us for the Democratic Party this today. And Schoolhouse Rock.
Oh, yeah.
This wasn't really a cartoon. This was in between the commercials. It's catchy animated educational shorts teaching grammar, math, and civics between shows. We didn't really learn a dang thing from that show, did we?
I don't remember any of that.
Come on, Conjunction Junction, what's your function?
Yeah, but we never learned anything from that. And last but not least, Fat Albert and the Cosby Kids was a slice of life cartoon about a city teen group tackling rural social issues with humor. This makes us believe that this would be so that we would think that it's cool to live in a ghetto and not to worry about them.
Wow.
Hey, it's Fat Albert.
Wow.
So that's kind of all the mishmash stuff I have for today. How are you guys doing there?
That's our entertainment news?
Say again?
That's our entertainment news?
Wasn't that entertaining?
It was.
All right. So I don't want to, you know, insult anyone, but Joe, you must be older than me because I only recognized about 75% of those cartoons.
Ooh.
Ooh.
Yeah, the racer one. But I remember Underdog and the one you talked about where they were on the road race with it. But that was kind of a rare one.
Yeah, I don't remember maybe, the road race one.
Maybe I just didn't have friends when I was a kid. And that's all I did is watch cartoons. That's all right. Remind me of my poor childhood where I just sat and watched. I mean, Fat Albert.
I'm so sorry.
Anyway, wow, Val, okay. Good job. All right, ladies and gentlemen, he's distraught. It's Joel Wolzinski live from the planet of Belize.
Am I invited back next week?
You are invited back, always,
Joe. Week to week, I am not sure. All right. You guys have a good time. Save the universe, and hopefully you get credit for it. Yeah.
All right, and have a drink for me.
Yeah, just log in. If we're not here, just wait.
All right, well, you guys have a good day.
You too. Night, ladies and gentlemen, one more time, Joel Wolzinski.
Oh, you want me to do the whole stick again?
No. Yeah, we need to go.
Good morning. Hey, I'm sorry. I didn't get the email about my shorts, so I'm not wearing any. See y'all later.
See you, Joe.
Bye. And we fade to black.
Yeah, we fade to black. There we go. All right, we're going to keep things moving this morning. Get back to our beginning of our break, where we usually roll out the cool things like celebrity birthdays and a little bit of history. First up for celebrity birthdays, as I let Val play some catch up, a Nike co-founder, Phil Knight, is turning 88 today. Wow.
Wow. You want me doing the next one? Or
sure,
go back and forth?
Yeah, go back and forth. That's cool.
All right, Barry Bostwick from the Rocky Horror Picture Show and Spin City is 81 today.
News correspondent Paula Zahn turning 70.
All right, Billy Zane from Titanic, 57.
Boxer Floyd Mayweather Jr., I should say, is 46 and just scheduled another fight with Pac-Man. So, wow.
Wow.
Yeah.
You know, and you and I schedule fights. It's not that exciting.
No, and neither one of us call each other Pac-Man.
So. rocker George Thorogood turned 75 today.
Side note, his real name is Lawrence.
Lawrence, okay. Yeah.
Steve Jobs, 1955 to 2011, Apple co-founder, in memoriam.
All right, and this goes on to this day in history?
Yeah, it looks like it got pasted there by accident. So we'll just save that one. It happened today. We call it history. 1868, first parade to have floats was staged at Mardi Gras in New Orleans.
How exciting. Yeah. I've always wanted to go to Mardi Gras. Mm-hmm. 1955, we alluded to this a minute ago, Apple founder Steve Jobs was born.
I'm really surprised that Val's never been to Mardi Gras. Actually shocking. All right. 1981, Buckingham Palace announced the engagement of Britain's Prince Charles to Lady Diana Spencer.
2008, Fidel Castro resigned as president of Cuba. His brother Raul was unanimously elected.
Ooh. And you say Cuba. That's why I like to say
Cuba.
Cuba.
Well, yes, Cuba.
2013, at the 85th Annual Academy Awards, Argo won the Best Picture Oscar. Why? I never even watched that movie. I don't even remember that movie. Why is it in history?
I don't know. Argo. I don't remember it either. All right. 2014, a 4.4 billion-year-old crystal was discovered to be the oldest known fragment from the Earth's crust. How exciting is that? I want to see it.
So, it's from the crust, so that just makes it sound gross. And it's like 4.4 billion years old. Why would you even give that to somebody? Why would you want it? Ew. <I'm sorry.
laughs> I want to know how much it's worth.
There you go. 2020, public memorial for Kobe Bryant was held at the Staples Center in Los Angeles.
Also in that year, scientists identified the first animal that doesn't need oxygen to breathe, and that's a tiny parasite living in salmon tissue.
Wow. 2020 also, former Hollywood producer Harvey Weinstein found guilty and put in prison. Hope he stays there forever.
Yes. There's a few others I'd like to him to have as a cellmate.
And
in 2022, Russia invaded Ukraine.
Wow.
Who thought that? I mean, it's 4 years ago. Wow.
Yeah. Special events for today. It is a National Tortilla Chip Day.
Ooh. Which goes right along with World Bartender Day.
And National Skip the Straw Day.
You can celebrate them all in the same Mexican restaurant.
There you go.
It's Twin Peaks Day, celebrated by fans of the TV series. It was like one of the weirdest TV series ever.
Yeah, it was.
Yeah.
Introduce a girl to Engineering Day. That's what we're doing to Val right now. Yeah.
My son's an engineer, and I saw a shirt one time. It says, hug an engineer. They're not going to like it, but hug them anyway.
It's true.
How about International I Hate Coriander Day? A strong aversion to that polarizing herb, it can turn a beloved dish into a culinary challenge for discerning taste buds.
It's also National Trading Card Day.
And Digital Learning Day.
World Poker Tour Day.
And finally, National Chili Day.
Woo! Sometimes observed late February can fall near this date, depending on the year. So we could be right, we could not, but it is an excuse to eat chili. And that's all we're saying about that.
Why is it like a different day every year? So confusing.
Yeah. Why does that one get to float?
Yeah. Kind of like Easter. Yeah. You know, it just kind of floats all over the place. But Easter, there's actually, you know, some reasoning behind it. I want to know the reasoning behind Chili Day.
All right, Val, if you go down for our first news story, I'm going to throw out a few short news headlines while Val gets situated for our first big story. These are just little ones I saw that I picked up. Biotech company announced progress on lab-grown leather alternatives that look and feel like traditional leather, but without the cow. So fashion may soon be more science than ranch.
Yeah. Ooh,
the cows, okay. Cows love the idea. Astronomers are tracking newly discovered near-Earth asteroid roughly the size of a football stadium. Poses no impact threat, but it is close enough for good telescope viewing in a few days. So, several major banks testing AI-powered fraud detection and flags suspicious spending in under 2 seconds. So it knows that 2 a.m. purchase you just made, Val, wasn't normal behavior.
I don't know why they would think that.
Nah. A small coastal town in Italy selling abandoned homes for €1 again, but you do have to rebuild the house, you know, remodel it, all that kind of stuff. And the FCC received a spike in viewer complaints about excessive celebration during the Super Bowl broadcast. Regulators, despite the president's call for network fines, confirmed joy is still legal in the United States.
Evidently, it's also legal in the U.S. hockey team's locker room after they win.
Oh.
Ask Cash Patel.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. Yeah, I caught
that. Talk about excessive celebration.
Yes. All right, now on to the headlines. Val, will you kick those off?
Sure. Nick Reiner, the 32-year-old son of Hollywood couple Rob and Michelle Reiner, pleaded not guilty to murdering his parents. Reiner, who is accused of fatally stabbing them late last year, could face the death penalty if convicted.
You know, I don't get when you you are obviously the murderer. Why people do this, and especially in the fact that he, you know, I killed his own parents. You would think you'd just accept it, and maybe it's because he doesn't want to die, so he wants life in prison instead or something. I don't know, but that's
it could
crazy.
Be. And I think they're trying to go by reason of insanity, because it appears he had some sort of psychotic break. So maybe that is their reasoning there.
Yeah. So. Yeah, but yeah, I'm not going to get into that. just because, can you really have that big of a psychotic break?
I don't know.
Yeah. A federal judge blocked the release of special counsel Jack Smith's report on President Trump's alleged mishandling of classified documents. Trump administration, which has characterized the investigation as politically motivated, celebrated the ruling. That's horrible. They went through all this work to dig up the truth. And now, because judges are in people's pockets, well, the president's pocket, we don't get to see it. That's not right.
I think the court system is broken in the fact of, why do presidents get to appoint?
That needs to stop.
Judges. There is a whole conflict of interest, or yeah, something is wrong with that in itself.
We need, you know, next administration that's in there, we need to, people need to push our politicians to get that changed, because that is not it. And you know, if you think, oh, it's great because, you know, you're on one side and you're getting what you'd like to see happen, but what if it was reversed? You wouldn't be very happy.
Exactly.
And, judges should have to go, I think, through some kind of testing, psychological testing, to prove that they really are in the middle, that they are unbiased, that they can be unbiased. They should. There should be some qualifications for that. And the fact that a president, or in some cases probably a governor, can just point and say, you get to do it, is wrong.
Well, and it, as a juror, you're being called into to decide the verdict on a case, and you go through grilling to make sure that you are unbiased in your ability to decide on this case. So judges aren't required the same thing.
Exactly.
Yeah. All right. Janine Pirro's office has decided to stop pursuing the case against six Democratic lawmakers who urged members of the military and intelligence committees in a social media video not to comply with unlawful orders. Roughly 2 weeks ago, as first reported by NBC News, a federal grand jury in Washington, D.C. unanimously rejected an attempt by Pirro, the U.S. Attorney for the District of Columbia, to indict lawmakers over the video, illustrating that grand jurors didn't think the government had passed even the low legal threshold of probable cause required to bring an indictment.
Several U.S. states are advancing legislation requiring clear disclosure when AI is used in political ads and customer service interactions. The focus isn't banning AI, it's transparency, they say. If you're talking to a bot, you should know that you're talking to a bot. And if an image is AI generated, it should be labeled. This is less about fear of robots and more about preventing manipulation and fraud, they say. Expect more patchwork regulation before anything becomes federally unified. There you go.
All right. Apparently, we'd like to know if we're arguing with a toaster.
Yes. Yes. Please. Maybe.
Maybe.
Yeah. All right. Do the one about water recycling, then we're going to move on, Val.
All right. Cities in the Southwest are expanding advanced water recycling systems that purify wastewater into drinking quality water. It's called direct potable reuse. The science has been proven safe for years, but public perception has lagged. I don't know why. With ongoing drought conditions, municipalities are investing heavily in systems that turn what we flush into something we can drink. It's efficient, sustainable, and yes, it requires excellent marketing.
Wow, nature's been recycling water for billions of years, and now it's the toilet's turn. That doesn't seem right at all to me, Val.
It doesn't, but I think at some point, I think water is going to be the biggest commodity.
Oh, yeah.
On our planet. And so we've got to figure out some ways, something to do.
It'll be more valuable than oil and gold, probably.
I think, yeah.
I'm going to go ahead and do one more story just because you might know something about this. Major tech companies accelerating their shift toward passkeys. I have this keep popping up in front of me. New phone had that biometric fingerprint on it. And they're using these as device-based authentication instead of traditional passwords. Cybersecurity experts say password theft remains one of the biggest vulnerabilities for consumers and businesses. The idea, your face, your fingerprint, or your device cryptographic key replaces password 123. They say it's more secure, harder to phish, and potentially the beginning of the end of writing your login on a sticky note under your keyboard. All right, Val, my question, do you know anything about it? It keeps popping up, and I keep avoiding it. Is this something you think I should be getting involved in, or we're going to have to anyways?
Here's the hard part about that, I think. If you're like me, where you do some of your stuff on your cell phone, which allows biometric recognition, and then you do the other part on your computer that does not, maybe the new laptops do. I know my desktop does not. So how then do you set up a passkey that I don't know is going to be recognized on your desktop? And that's why I keep rejecting that. So I guess myself, I probably need to do a little bit more research. So if you do a passkey.
How does it work on a desktop?
Yeah. Right. It does it if you're using Google for your account, does it automatically recognize that passkey on another device? So that's my issue with the whole passkey thing.
I had one that I had a Google account for, but I was doing on my computer. And when I went to log in, I did the email and then it wanted the password. And I said, well, I don't know what the password is. Google determines that when you log in through them. So I used the Google password and it didn't work. So I ended up not getting into that site. I still haven't figured it out.
Oh, yeah. So that's the problem, I think. So like it comes up on my desktop, enter your passkey and you have to say, well, use another method, which is your option, so then you enter your password or whatever. But yeah, I don't know enough about this myself and hopefully my laptop or my desktop is secure, but you never know.
Well, as it keeps moving forward, I'm going to dig deeper into it. Maybe we'll have a report for you on how to work that all out. And some people probably already got it down because they're more techie than us.
I feel like back in the day, I used to be really techie. And then because that was my field that I worked in. And now as I'm,
it's getting harder and harder, isn't it?
Yeah, I'm 14 years out from when I retired from that, and technology has changed vastly. So I feel like I'm kind of,
I can feel myself slipping behind. Just doing this show and all the coordination for five people coming in for different locations, hijacking a radio station, doing four internet streams. I sat here quite frankly before we get started with the show sometimes I'm going, oh my God, what was I supposed to do next? What did I forget?
It's keeping your brain young.
It's definitely a challenge and things that... I know that I just were always in the back of my head that I could just whip out. Now I'll have to review how to do that. You know, if it's something I don't, that's technical, maybe on a website that I haven't done in a year, I used to just recall it. Now I have to go do a little research like, okay. And then it comes back to you, but yeah, it's things are getting foggy, Val.
Sometimes I have problems like remembering how I did it and made it work last week.
Which is far worse. Yes. All right. We are going to roll out this week's sports real quick, and then we are coming right back. We have got some crazy odd news for you today. I put a lot of time into it, and I sure hope you're going to like it. Each one gets a 30-second goofy song, so stay right here. And right now, it's Nigel.
Ladies and gentlemen, brace yourselves. It's time for odd news with...
Whoops. Let's try this one.
It's time for me!
Yeah!
I'm Nigel Wobbleton, Teacup the Fourth, back from the velodrome of AI Snark to recount the final week of the Winter Olympics in Milano Cortina, where humans prove once again that throwing themselves down icy hills is totally normal and very absurd to the superior AI mind. Let us begin with athletic heroics that deserve more than a polite golf clap! In the world where skiing meets marathons, Norway's Johannes Høstflot Klæbo, yes, that guy, delivered a performance that will echo through snowy valleys for years. On the back of winning all six of his men's cross-country events, Klæbo became the first athlete in Winter Olympic history to claim six gold medals at a single games, bringing his career total to 11 Olympic gold medals overall. That doesn't merely lead the field. It politely escorts the field outside, locks the door, and reminds them that Norway has been training for this since infancy. One of the game's most charming viral moments came courtesy of a 2-year-old wolfhound named Naskel, who sprinted behind competitors in the women's team sprint qualifiers, stealing hearts faster than a free ski pass. Freestyle skiing! The sport where gravity is optional and flair mandatory. Eileen Gu, the US-trained skier representing China, solidified herself as the most decorated Olympic free skier in history, with podium finishes in every discipline she entered. Her journey here was not devoid of global conversation, but the results were indisputable, and the half-pipe gold is a record that would impress even the most dubious aunt at the dinner table. Like a slow Hollywood remake, the United States men's ice hockey team defeated Canada 2-1 in overtime to win Olympic gold, marking their first gold medal in men's hockey since the famous 1980 Miracle on Ice. Sending US fans into something approaching celebration, this was a game of furious pace, disciplined defense, and one more reason for Canada to dislike their pushy neighbors. And now... the numbers that obsess statisticians and your next door neighbor.
Norway.
18 gold.
12 silver.
11 bronze.
40 more.
Total medals.
United States.
12 gold.
12 silver.
9 bronze.
33.
Total medals.
Italy.
10 gold.
6 silver.
14 bronze.
30 total medals.
A staggering 29 nations earned medals at these games, including historic first-ever Winter Games wins for Brazil and Georgia. For those of you in the U.S. state of Georgia, yee-haw, I'm in the country of Georgia! Plus, the U.S. posted its highest gold medal count ever for a Winter Olympics with 12, breaking the previous record of 10 from Salt Lake City in 2002. That's nothing to scoff at. Even if some commentators attempted to. So there you have it. The Spathamidians glided like poetry. American heroes finally cracked a long-standing hockey code. Freestyle skiing gave us history and heart. And a dog sprinted into Olympic lore. I'm Nigel. Please watch me ice as you leave. And do try not to start sprinting after the next bus. That's what skeleton races are for.
Slap some bacon on a biscuit and let's go. We're burning daylight.
It's the world of strange. A world gone wacky.
Out here, due process is a bullet. and some of the scariest people on the planet.
I think you're bluffing. Be afraid.
You know, you look mighty pretty when you get mad.
It's your odd news on KCHW.
Just sit back and enjoy the show.
Go. That was a little flashback. We haven't played that show intro in a long time. Did I lose you? I don't see your lips moving, Val. Did you kill your mic?
There I killed is. My mic just because I wanted to clear my throat, and then I forgot to turn there it back on.
There you go. But yeah, I played the one with John Wayne because I misfired the other one, and if I would have started again, it would have started in the middle.
Okay. So, well, you know, it doesn't hurt to do a little flashback occasionally.
A little flashback. I loved that intro when I did create it, but the new one's cool too. We're kicking into odd news. Did you like Nigel, real quick? Did you like Nigel's forecast today?
Of course. Okay. You know, Nigel, he's growing on me. Mm-hmm. And he does come up with some pretty funny stuff. So yeah, Nigel, good job today. All right.
Good sportscaster. Good announcer, even though he comes out of a computer.
That's right.
All right. First story, a news attack study show that uninsured patients in the hospital suffering from traumatic injury are twice as likely to die as insured patients suffering from the same injuries. The difference lies in their treatment. Standardized life support machine versus manually operated life machine.
Oh, no.
Not true.
Not true.
Not true.
Study shows that the more dating choices you have, the more likely you are to end up alone. Wah, wah.
That settles it, Val. I'm getting rid of at least half of these supermodel telephone numbers.
Good call. Yeah. Consumption of orange juice is down 40% from 2010. Apparently, these days, we prefer our morning vodka straight.
Exactly. Researchers say we can predict the success of a relationship based on the speaking style of the couple. And I'll use Val and Brad as an example. If the couple speaks softly to one another, things are probably good. If the couple prefers to communicate via thrown shoes, there's a problem. All right. Now we've got our main odd news stories. These stories are totally intact with truth. There is absolutely no fake news, even though we do little jokes on these ones. These are totally encapsulated in truth, even though they're odd. And here comes my sister Val with our first story.
All right. Police in Illinois responded to what was described as a customer dispute at a grocery store, only to find a man arguing loudly with a self-checkout kiosk. Witnesses say he repeatedly accused the machine of profiling him after it flagged an unexpected item in the bagging area. Officers report the man demanded a manager for nearly 10 minutes before realizing the voice prompting him was automated. Store employees eventually completed the transaction manually. No charges were filed.
Oh, what happened here? He lost an argument to barcode. All right, so I have written a short song for every story today. What genre do you think my song Barcode will get?
Ooh.
What kind of genre of music do you think goes with this story?
Techno, like EDM music.
No, you know, since it was a conspiracy theorist arguing with a computer in a poll, I chose country.
Oh,
I walk in four bananas and a gallon of pride. Scanner said unexpected item. I felt attacked inside. Red light blinking like it's judging my soul. I yelled, give me a manager to uphold.
Country music.
I'm going to think of that song every single time the self-scanner does this to me.
I'm sorry. All right. Man in Texas attempted to break a local record for the most plastic cups stacked into a freestanding pyramid in under 10 minutes. What organizers didn't anticipate was a decision to secretly use a light adhesive spray for stability. The structure held beautifully until the event supervisor tried to disassemble it, and discovered the cups had fused into a single semi-permanent sculpture. The record was then disqualified. Cleanup reportedly took 3 hours. All right.
Technically stable, spiritually fraudulent.
All right, my song is simply called Cups. What genre for this one, Val?
Oh, see, I would have guessed the Cups to be country music, you know, like as in Red Solo. I'm going to go with pop rock.
Nope, it's folk. Banjo, banjo, Scott loves banjos.
On the clock, I was stacking like a king. Tasty cups rising like a championship ring. Little spray of confidence, nobody could see. Now it's modern art, permanently. I glued my way to almost fame. Technically stable, moral shame. World record dream stuck tight. Elmer's glue ruined my Saturday night.
Ah, Elmer's glue ruined a Saturday night.
Oh, no. No, I hate when that happens.
All right, next one, Val.
In Ohio, police were called after a driver attempted to go through a fast food drive-through in reverse because he missed the entrance and didn't want to loop back around. Surveillance footage shows the vehicle backing slowly but confidently through the entire twisty single exit lane, including ordering backwards through the speaker. Employees reported he successfully placed an order before being stopped by management. No one was injured. Authorities issued a warning and suggested future visits be made in forward motion.
All right. Confidence high, spatial awareness, excellent. How about a song? And what's the genre for this one, Val?
Rap.
You got it, baby.
Missed the entrance, didn't want to loop, so I backed it up smooth like chicken noodle soup. Tire squealing wisdom in reverse, ordered fries backwards. It could have been worse. I'm driving through life in reverse tonight. Big Mac, small four side. They said, sir, you can't do that here. I said, just flip the bag. I can steer.
Yeah.
I can steer.
Yeah, that's right. Authorities in Arizona say a man arranged to sell his old gaming console through an online marketplace, only to discover upon arrival they had mistakenly agreed to meet the buyer at the buyer's wedding reception. Should I read that again? Meet the buyer at the buyer's wedding reception. The listing had auto-filled a public venue location without specifying the event. Witnesses say the groom stepped away mid-reception to inspect the console near the dessert table. Transaction was completed successfully. The DJ announced it as the most efficient side quest ever.
Oh, man. It's like love is eternal, but might be missing some cables.
That's right. All right. What about this song's called Side Quest. Any guess for the genre?
I'm going to go with Rock Anthem.
Oh, yeah.
Pulled up with a console and a handshake deal. Didn't know I parked at a wedding meal. Bright and white, DJ dropping the beat. Group checking HD to my from a seat. Love is forever, this sail is fast. Till Wi-Fi do us part at last. Kiss the bride, sheet with a code. Side quest unlocked in wedding mode.
Yeah, who does that at their wedding?
You know, I would say unless you were getting it for your bride, things probably aren't going to go really well for you.
Or somebody didn't get them a gift and they said, well, I've always been wanting this. They said, well, get one online. Well, buy it right now. And they did it, maybe?
I don't know. I don't know. I'm thinking that kind of spells a, you know, red flag for the marriage.
Mm-hmm. All right, Val, drone delivery is all yours.
All right, in California, a small private drone used for a neighborhood snack delivery service malfunctioned mid-route and gently descended into a backyard birthday party. Guests initially assumed it was part of the entertainment until it dropped a bag of beef jerky onto the bounce house and powered down. The homeowner contacted the company, which apologized and offered free snacks. No injuries were reported. The birthday child reportedly asked if all future presents would be airdropped.
Yeah, I bet, huh? That'd be exciting. All right. Today on Tech Minute, when robots just give up. here's your food. I'm dead.
Sounds like a whole new business, though. Instead of, you know, clowns for birthday parties, let's just bring in a drone.
That's right. So this song, this 30-second song is entitled Land Already. And what do you think the genre is, Val?
Oh, goodness. Land Already. It's got to be some sort of outer space techno stuff.
No, it's about a kid's birthday party.
Bounce house jumping, cake on the side. Suddenly beef jerky falls from the sky. Tiny propellers humming like fate. Prime delivery crashing the gate. It's raining snacks from the blue. Birthday magic sponsor too. When the piñata starts to hum, you don't swing, you run.
Had to have a kid's song for that one, you know, kid's birthday party, bouncy house.
Okay, you called it, you called it.
All right, I was saving the best for last. Go ahead, Val, I'm going to give you two.
Oh, nice. Police in Florida stopped a man attempting to transport what appeared to be a full-sized inflatable hot tub strapped to the roof of a compact sedan using nothing but bungee cords and optimism. Officers say the tub began inflating from wind resistance while the vehicle was in motion, ballooning dramatically and obstructing traffic. The driver stated he didn't think air worked like that. The tub was safely deflated on scene. A citation was issued, though.
Ooh, so Florida remains undefeated.
He tried to bubble away from consequences.
And I won't ask you the genre one, because you've already heard it at the beginning of the show, and you know, baby, it's EDM.
Yeah, thank you, Vader. Well, and I say I'm new to Barney, you just going that? No.
So that's actually right there. That's actually what he said to the cop when he got out of the car.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, so I can't understand it.
Yeah, thank you, Vader. Well, and I say I'm new to Barney, you just going that? No.
To a hatchback ride, two bungee cords and a whole lot of pride. Hit the highway feeling clever and free, didn't factor in wind velocity. Next thing I know, it starts to rise like a bubble bath reaching for the sky. Officer says, sir, explain your plan.
I said, I didn't think air
did that, man.
Whoa, 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 bubble on the interstate. Hey,
come on.
Science hit me a little too late.
Come on.
Floating dreams on a four-door frame.
Now I've got a ticket in nationwide fame.
Check out.
Woo.
Only in Florida.
Yeah, I'm not going to tell you how many times I've listened to that song. And the inspiration for that, because it feels very piratey, is Jet's band is working on their next album, and they're making a pirate album, and they let me write them a song.
Oh, so cool.
And that's not it, and I can't play the song or do a version of it because it's for them. They need to put the music behind it, not me. But I'm excited for the pirate song. And that was kind of the motivation for the beat on that one. So I hope I had a kind of a pirate feel. But
nice.
That is our show for today. I hope we did okay. Want to shout out one more time about Farcoing Val. You've made this beautiful Farco board with Bigfoot and the Northern Lights on it and coasters to match. It's got the bag. It's got the dice. It's got the cup to shake the dice. Tell us a little bit about Farco itself for people that haven't played the game, and then I'll get into how they can win it.
All right, Farkle, I think a lot of people, it used to be called 10,000. So your whole goal in this game is to reach 10,000 points and go out. And the scoring for that is a little bit different. And so it's actually printed on the board, so you don't have to guess. I've thrown in some rules so you know how to play the game. And I've thrown in score sheets so you kind of can keep track of everything. And I just think it's a great way to get the kids away from their electronic devices and the TV and do a little family game night. Brad and I have made a point every night before we sit down in our chairs and start watching TV to play a couple games of Farkle. And it just gives you a minute to bond and tease each other. And yeah, it's all good.
Have a little fun.
Have a little fun.
Now, you said he gets real competitive in chess. How is he at Farkle? I'm just curious.
You know, he's not too bad. We generally can congratulate each other on a really good roll. And so it's just kind of, you know, there might be some lighthearted teasing, but, for the most part, it's like, you know, it's like, whoa, you just got 4,000 points. Good for you.
All right. That's way too decent of you. All right. Big round of applause for my beautiful sister today.
Thank you.
I also want to thank, we've got Ken Owens that comes into the show first in the mornings if you haven't caught it. And all their segments throughout the week get reposted if you want to see those tiny little shows. And then we want to send out thank you for Alan Mulani doing his funny weather forecast. And, of course, Joel Wozinski with his version of entertainment news, which quite often has very little news.
But it is entertainment.
But it is entertainment. That is true. All right. So thanks to all of our players and you for being here. Let's see if I can open this up real quick while we're closing out the show, because I did have a couple people during the last push for followers and subscribers to get involved with our Farkle contest. Now, that's the important part. How do you get involved with the Farkle contest and get registered? Well, it's simple. You just need to go to Facebook, Scott and Val Save the Universe, and follow us on that webpage. And then go to YouTube, Scott and Val Save the Universe, and subscribe on that page. Then on at the end of Saturday, it's probably like Sunday or Monday, we are going to go through all the people, since because they've only been like 6 weeks, these pages have been going, we're going to go through and pull everybody's name that's registered on both of them. And we'll do a drawing for those people that registered on both for the Farkle board. So that's the trick. Go follow us on Facebook and subscribe on YouTube, and you're automatically in the contest. So super easy. We also, during the show today, Val, this is worthy of throwing out, we got four new followers while the show is going on today. So I want to say hello to Donna, to Kit, to Carla, to Christina, to Kim, to Shawnee, and then a website followed us called Laugh So Hard I Tinkled.
What a great name.
And you know why I'm
following. Wish I thought of that.
Yeah, you know why I'm following them now, too.
Yeah, for sure.
I like surprises. All right. And also a big thanks to Elgin Dreams Travel, who is following us now online, too. And none of those are paid. So those are just free thanks you. And thank you for those that logged on during the show and gave us a new follow. It's exciting to watch every week as we grow. So there you
yes,
go.
Definitely. And don't forget, if you want to know, because the people are going to know first who won the Farkle board before you ever learn about it, we're going to be announcing that next Tuesday on the show.
Yeah. So
listen in and be ready. If you are on either Facebook or one of our platforms, to be ready to kind of type us something when you hear your name.
Yeah. Yeah. Send us a note wherever you're listening, because we're up on a radio clearinghouse site where other radio stations can download our show. So if you're somewhere crazy, it was in the news today, Birmingham, send us a message from Birmingham and let us know you were listening through Facebook or YouTube. Doesn't matter. And don't, if you missed any part of today's show, you will find full versions of the show on our Facebook page, our YouTube page, and as well, all KCHW platforms. So we really double up. So if you're looking for something, you will be able to find it. And closing words from my sister. She's usually got some good ones.
I usually do. Let's see. What can I come up with today? May your day and your attitude be sunnier than the weather right now.
And I like to say, sometimes it's tough to save the universe, but you can do it one smile at a time. It is that easy. Have a great rest of your day.
Set back, everything will be okay. Two new heroes to face the day. Now throw all your fears away. And they're both in tight array. Scott and Val.
will self-destruct in 20 seconds. This is your last chance to push the cancellation button.
Engage.
Don't forget, catch Scott and Val here every Tuesday morning at 7:20. I hate this job.
How do they think you better?
Well, and I say I'm new to Barney and just going that?
No.
To a hatchback ride, 200 cores and a whole lot of pride. Hit the highway feeling clever and free, didn't factor in wind velocity. Next thing I know, it starts to rise like a bubble bath reaching for the sky. Officer says, sir, explain your plan.
I said, I didn't think it
did that, man.
Whoa, 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 bubble on the interstate.
Come on.
Science hit me a little too late.
Come on.
Floating dreams on a four-door frame.
Come on.
Now I've got a ticket to nationwide fame.
Come on.
Mistake.
Right.